Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I am the editor-in-chief and the creator of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and coming soon, the app. And I am so excited to talk about what I'm going to talk about today, which is 8 great things divorce does to a woman. Before I get started, I just want to reach out and let everyone listening know, everyone who is listening who's in Texas, know that you are in my prayers and my thoughts. I feel so terrible about these power outages and these water shortages, and my heart goes out to you, and I am praying that life will go back to being normal for you soon. Okay, on to what we're going to discuss today. So when people get divorced, everybody thinks, you know, oh, it's so heartbreaking. It's really sad. And, you know, poor so-and-so, she must be really depressed. And they think of all these negative things. And I'm not going to lie and say, okay, that's not true, because it is. Divorce is devastating. Nobody wants to be divorced. And I'm not promoting divorce by any means. I mean, it's just something that happens to people, and then we have to try to do the best we can, right? Okay, so people might think when people get divorced that divorce makes women bitter. Divorce breaks women's hearts, and men too, I guess. Divorce causes loneliness. Divorce makes somebody untrustworthy, where they're never going to be able to trust again. Divorce makes someone have less self-confidence. Divorce makes someone weak. All of these things, in my opinion, are not true. I could not disagree more. So I thought I would talk about 8 great things that happen to a woman, or I should say that can happen to a woman who goes through a divorce. So, you know, we didn't ask to be divorced. So everybody listening here either decided the best option for them was to get divorced, or their spouse decided that, or they decided together. And here we all are, and we're divorced. And yeah, it's very, very hard. So I get it. I was divorced 14 years ago, and I still remember how painfully, you know, difficult the whole thing was. But I think that somewhere during the journey of divorce, what happened to me and what I see happening to a lot of other people is you begin to get stronger. You begin to heal. You begin to come to peace with things. You learn about things. You get all this wisdom. You become less judgmental. You become more open-minded. You become empowered. You become proud of yourself. And there's all these wonderful, wonderful things that happen. And that's what I want to talk about, because I want to motivate you, if you're going through a divorce, to let you know that things are going to continue to get better and better. It takes time. You have to have patience. But they will get better. I promise you that. I'm not going to say it doesn't take work on your part, but there is a lot of hope to be had. So I really hope that you are in a good, positive place where you're open-minded to know that things are going to get better for you. So let me start with the first great thing that I think can happen to a woman who goes through divorce. And that is that divorce, whether you want it or not, makes a person independent. So maybe you didn't ask for this, and you went from your parents' house to living with your soon-to-be ex, and you never lived alone, but now you don't have a choice. You are going to be an independent person, and you can either choose to look at it as scary and depressing, or you can say, okay, a million women have done this before me, and they all managed to do it, and I am perfectly capable of doing this. And you can make decisions of where you want to live, what you want your home to look like. You learn how to handle problems. You know, you become the leader of your household. So if it's just you and the kids, I'll never forget, I saw this huge spider once when my ex first moved out and my kids were 3 and 5, and I literally jumped up on a chair and started screaming and was like, what the heck am I going to do now? But then I ended up dealing with the situation. And, I just now I feel like I could be a handyman. I handle anything because I've just been living alone just with my kids for so long. And it's a huge source of self-worth and self-esteem. I mean, you feel really good about yourself when you know that you're independent. You don't need to rely on anybody for anything. It's really a great feeling. Okay, I'm going to go on to number two. So second great thing that divorce does for a woman is, and in some instances, it could make you have to go back to work or want to go back to work. And I remember just being terrified. I hadn't worked in 10 years. I wasn't up on computer technology. That was probably the most frightening thing for me. Didn't really know how to put a resume together because, you know, the styles continually change. And just felt kind of frumpy and not so good about myself, not a lot of confidence. And I definitely made the mistake of waiting way too long. It hurt me financially and it hurt me self-esteem wise. But when I did go back to work, I have to tell you, I have never been happier making my own money, socializing, having a life for myself. And it's just been wonderful. And so that's something that I don't know would have happened had I never gotten divorced. So that's a good thing. Right. Okay, so I'm going to move on to number three. Now, this might sound a little strange, but I'm going to just say it. Divorce can make you less lonely. And you're probably like, huh? What? Okay, so what I think is that, you know, when people are married and they're not happy, they're lonely. So you can be in a marriage and be a lot more lonely than being by yourself. When you're by yourself and you're lonely, that feels normal. But if you're married and you're lonely, that's a really big problem. And you have to kind of uncover why that is. So I truly believe it's better to be lonely when you're alone, whether, you know, than if you're in a relationship. And loneliness is a horrible feeling, but I can promise you that it won't feel that way forever. Because what's going to happen is if you make good choices about the people you're hanging out with and the people you're giving a chance and letting into your life and meeting, they're going to become friends of yours or maybe reconnect with other friends or get closer to family members. And you're going to be really feeling better and not feel lonely. It's kind of ironic. Okay, before I go on to number four, I want to mention a new Divorce Girl Smiling partner, the Center for Divorce Education. I am so impressed with this company. This is the company that produces the parenting video called Children in Between. And Children in Between is a course that parents can take to help them co-parent and teaches you parenting styles. And this is a course that has met the approval of a lot of the courts in Illinois and most other states in the United States. Approve this course because in a lot of states, when you're getting divorced, you have to take this mandatory parenting class. And I would highly recommend Children in Between. It's online and I watched most of it. And I have to tell you, I think it was phenomenal. I wish it was around when I was getting divorced. Actually, I think it was. I just didn't know about it. So check it out. It's the Center for Divorce Education's Children in Between parenting class. Okay, let me get back to the list here of eight great things that can happen to a woman going through a divorce. So number four, it can make you more creative. It can make you get out of your comfort zone, basically. So divorce means you're either going to stay in your home or you're going to go get a new home, right? So you can make your home exactly the way you want it. I have this huge rose. It's a wall that's a rose in my office now that I absolutely love. It's pink, it's chic, it's feminine. You can do whatever you want. You are the boss. So get creative and try to have fun. You know, it's a sad time, so find enjoyment. Take advantage of this and find enjoyment in little things like that. Okay, on to number five. I believe divorce makes you more interesting, more unafraid, and more active. And I'm going to use my friend as an example. So I have a friend who was married for 27 years. She thought she was in the best marriage. She and her husband, you know, were definitely still intimate. She thought everything was perfect. Her husband blindsides her for another woman, leaves her, marries the other woman literally the day after their divorce was final. They had three or four kids. And I was so worried about her. And she was a mess for a long, long time. She was devastated, and I totally understood it. And she basically decided to start traveling. She traveled to Israel, Spain, China, all over the U.S. She ran a marathon. She joined a softball league. She volunteered at all these different places. She was just such an inspiration to me because I asked her once, I said, if you weren't divorced, would you have done any of this stuff? She's like, nope, I was in my comfort zone. I love my life now. It took me a really long time to get over it, but I did some amazing things and I continue to do them. So I just love that story. I'm going to move on to number six. Number six is it forces you to say bye-bye to all the toxic relationships that you sort of had to maintain and be in when you were married. For example, maybe some of your in-laws, maybe some of your ex's friends who you couldn't stand, maybe his coworkers, his boss, anyone who you don't want to have to deal with anymore. You don't. It's actually a really, really good benefit. All right, moving on to number seven. Divorce allows you to parent the way you want. I mean, this is huge. You know, when you're married, you're a team and you're parenting as a team. When you're single, a single parent, you can do whatever you want. And in a lot of times I've heard women say, I'm such a better parent for a few reasons. First of all, they're not with their kids all the time, so they appreciate them more. The time becomes more quality than quantity. And you just get to have rules that you want without getting pushback from your spouse. It's really, really wonderful. Okay, last one, number eight, my favorite thing that I think divorce does for a woman. Divorce creates an opportunity for you to be with the right person. So a lot of people listening might think, oh, I don't want to talk about this. I'm not ready. That's fine. Let's shelf it for another time. But when you are ready, because believe it or not, you'll surprise yourself. You'll one day see someone or meet someone who interests you that you never thought of in that way, or something will just happen and you might want to date again. You might want to find love again, and you have every right to do that. And I truly believe that even for people whose husband or wife left them, there comes a time that they realize that the person did them a favor, that it wasn't right, that it wasn't a good life, and that they're so much happier now. So in my opinion, I think divorce creates that opportunity to find true love, a much better fit for you, and just a better, more healthy, normal, happy relationship. So with that said, the times when you're filled with tears, the darkest times that don't seem to stop, and when stress overwhelms you, try to think of these positive things because they're going to happen. They're going to happen for you. I truly believe that. So I want to say thanks for everybody for listening. I want to mention two other Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I absolutely love. The first one is Leslie Glazer, who is a real estate agent in Chicago with App Properties. And Leslie is a certified divorce real estate specialist. What does that mean? That means that Leslie has undergone training to specifically find things out to help divorced men and women when they have to sell their house or when one is buying it from the other. So I would definitely look to Leslie for some good advice. I actually worked with Leslie when I sold my home last summer and bought my new place, and she was the best real estate agent. Loved her. Can't say enough of what a great experience it was. Second person I want to mention is Andrea Javer. She is the creator of Happily Better After, which is her coaching business. So I did a whole podcast with her on what is a divorce coach and what does a divorce coach do. She had some great things to say, and I would highly recommend Andrea. I have heard the best things about her from her clients. So that's about it for me. I want to wish everyone a wonderful week. I want you to keep smiling. And if you want to learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com, and I will talk to you soon.